I'm Alan Lytle with a WUKY News in-depth report. Dressage, the ballet of horse sports, is often perceived as a little serious and, dare we say it, maybe even a little stuffy. Well, it's definitely the more reserved of the three Olympic equestrian disciplines. But recently, at the National Dressage Finals at the Kentucky Horse Park, there was a new sheriff in town. WUKY's Samantha Letterman has our story.
As soon as Jim Coford rode his striking brown and white Frisian mare Adaya into the Alltech Arena and the music started, it was clear that this was going to be a freestyle unlike any other. But Coford and Adaya are a combination who've always defied convention. Adaya was bred in Tennessee by her owners, John and Sherry Kohler. By their black and white Grand Prix Frisian stallion Nico and out of a jet black Frisian mare, they were expecting and hoping for a black and white foal.
And out came this red and white with this giant head. And my husband and I were like, what are we going to do? Sell her to the Amish to plow the field? This is terrible. What are we going to do? It sounds terrible, but we were so shocked because we didn't even consider the fact that there'd be a red jean back there because the Frisian are all black. And then, so anyway, nonetheless, we ended up keeping her for several years. The fire happened. We lost the daddy, and I thought, well, I mean, how would I sell her? Who would I sell her to? What would I do? And I would just watch her. She was just riveting and always looked like a stallion and magnificent, and her movement was just crazy, extravagant, and so we put her into training.
Coford already had history with the Kohlers. He'd ridden several of Adaya's siblings and competed her father up to Grand Prix level, and he remembers clearly the first time he set eyes on her.
She came into one of my lessons, and this mare swaggered in with just a gleam in her eye. And I was so gobsmacked. She just has such a strong presence, and I was just sort of blown away. And so the lesson, it's hard not to covet a horse, but I just sort of felt like this is my horse. Like, she's my alter ego. She's my friend. She's my girlfriend. She's my soulmate. And I'm teaching someone else on her. So I was like, all right, just be professional. Just step up, put all your feelings aside and teach a lesson.
When circumstances changed, Kohler sent Adaya to Coford at his base in Paris, Kentucky, to continue her training. And assistant Julie Fromhold also remembers meeting Adaya for the first time very well.
I was there when he got her. When she arrived, and I'll have to say, I looked at her and I said, she doesn't look like, you know, her head is pretty big and long, and I did look at her and I was like, I don't think this is going to work, Jim, because he was like, no, you've got to see her go, she's like amazing, front legs, like, and I was just looking at her head and I was like, I don't know.
Coford knew though, and luckily Kohler trusted him enough to go with that gut feeling.
They really clicked, and it just sort of was magical. He loved her, she loved him, and I didn't ever think, you know, would he even ride a red and white Frisian-y, you know, because our other ones that he had were a part of more of the sport horse versions. They were more warm-bloody looking.
Fast forward just 2 years, and Adaya is not only competing at the national championships, she's contesting the Grand Prix freestyle, the very highest division, after only 2 Grand Prix competitions and at only 10 years old, which is incredible. To get a horse to this level usually takes many years of training, but Coford says it speaks to Adaya's temperament and work ethic that she's found it all so easy.
She told me she wants to be famous, and I don't even know where that came from, but like, I just feel like that when I ride her. She's like, she's bigger, sort of bigger than life, and she's just fun. She makes me giggle every day. I mean, just because she's just like happy and just like loves her job. So,
what you can't train for, and what he's looking for tonight, is how she'll react to the big crowds under the lights and in a high-pressure atmosphere.
You hope that you have a horse that loves the job as much as you do, because it's so fun to go in the big rings and the big shows, and it's really not about winning or losing. It's just like laying down a good trip, and both of you come out grinning ear to ear and thinking, God, wasn't that great? And that's what we do it for. So anyway, like I said, I just have a fun. It's so fun to have a horse like this that just loves the journey as much as I do.
Adaya didn't simply perform well, she was an absolute superstar, rising to the occasion, loving the spotlight, the applause and the attention, and thriving on the energy of the crowd. their freestyle was a sensation.
Really, I don't think there's another horse that has as much joy when they're competing. You know, I mean, that's like, God, it's special.
Riders get to pick their own music and choreograph their own freestyle to best suit their horse's gait. Typically, you'll hear lots of classical music and movie soundtracks, and it's not unusual for riders to pay a professional thousands of dollars to compose a track for them. Not Coford, though.
It's kind of my first one for somebody else that's ever done. I've only done it for myself, and so I was super nervous if it was good enough, if he would like it, the crowd would like it. I liked it, but that usually doesn't mean a lot.
Christian Knutson has bought four of Sherry Kohler's Frisians to compete herself, two of which she's trained up to Grand Prix, and she's composed her own freestyles. After taking several clinics with Coford, she begged him to let her compose his music for him as an early Christmas present for Kohler, and to unveil it to her tonight as a surprise.
He didn't really have any ideas of what he wanted, just something light, fun, that the crowd would get into, and I had a great idea of exactly where I wanted to go with it, and that was it. So I just kind of whipped it up and sent it to him and played with my horse with the choreography, just trying to make sure everything would work out, and he seemed to like it.
Coford isn't one to shy away from a freestyle challenge. He's dressed up as Batman previously and famously ridden a dressage test in blue body paint. He not only liked it, he embraced the concept, wearing a sheriff's badge and bolo tie with his traditional helmet and shad belly. What happened in that arena was a little bit of dressage alchemy. Adair, Coford, the music, the audience. With a little bit of magic, they turned to gold. Julie Fromhold.
The music was amazing. He's never done it before. And I think this is the start of something, like, really awesome, because this brings out, like, the best in him. Like, he loves to be a character. He loves to have fun. And Adair loves to have fun. So you can't help but smile. He can't help but smile when he's on her. And you can't help but smile when you watch. Because she's having fun, he's having fun. And, you know, a lot of times at dressage, I mean, not everyone's having fun. And that's what I think is so good about this, because everybody's smiling. And it takes, I mean, Jim's serious about it, and Adair is very serious about her job. She likes to have fun, but she, like, is serious about, she's good work ethic. Like, she wants to get out, but she wants to work. But I think it's great that everyone in the crowd is yelling and screaming and laughing and having a good time, because that's what, that's what, like, horse riding's about. And I think having a relationship with a horse and being able to, you know, do something like this is a reminder for everyone that even though it's an important competition and everyone wants, like, finals and points, whatever, that this is what it's about, having a good time and having a relationship with your horse.
Adair and Coford won the Grand Prix Freestyle National Championships against all the odds. After a short break, they'll leave their Paris base to spend the winter in Wellington, Florida.
The people in Wellington, they're my friends, they're my peers, and I love to compete with them, but I'm just riding my buddy Adair. We're doing our thing, and like us, don't like us, doesn't matter. It's so fun to play the game. It's so rewarding to do it with a horse that loves her job, and that it's fun to do it with them. And like, I don't spend my life obsessing about, oh, I need a horse for a team, or I need a horse with this goal in mind. I'm in a position now where I can ride horses that are just fun to ride. And so, you know, like I said, I'm so fortunate to have a horse like this in the barn that just, like I said, just is so, so it keeps me hungry, it keeps me humble, and it's fun to be part of a journey.
And looking further down the road, what's next for Adair? Kohler discloses that she's purchased a breeding season for her to a warm blood stallion via embryo transfer for next spring, but only if all the stars align and it doesn't interfere with her training. She also shared that this time she'll have no expectations.
I have no idea, but now I don't care. You know, she's shown it doesn't matter what color, how big or small their ears or their head is. You know, it's all about the heart and what they're willing to do.
John and Sherry Kohler's Adair and James Coford were crowned 2017 U.S. National Grand Prix Open Freestyle Champions at the Kentucky Horse Park last weekend. You can watch their performance via a link on our website, and see photos there and on our Facebook page. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.